Yeah, that's right. You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we have Bill the Butcher here.
Yeah!
And we also have Will from Demand the Truth. And of course, there's me, the monster. All right? Listen, we are... We're really getting the groove into this show and doing this thing. You all know what the show is about. Targeting individuals, government corruption, covert technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I really want to get into the subject of the immigration. Now, I have dealt with police. I guess I should preface this by saying I've dealt with police. And most of my interactions have been pleasant because most people are smart. And when you're talking to someone like me, I mean, real recognize real, I guess I should surmise it by saying that. But there are these stupid individuals with these badges. And let me give you one scenario here where I had to just get so enraged. Okay, many years ago, when I was a young kid, I was a manager, kitchen manager of a bar and grill, okay, late night. And, you know, it was bar back as well, serving up some drinks, that sort of thing. Normal stuff, right? I had a couple of bounty hunters come into the place, arrest me. Not that they used the back door, which is wide open. No, they had to come to the front and take me out the front of my place of work. You want to know why? Over traffic ticket paperwork that was done in court, and one piece of paper wasn't signed by me. That led for a bounty and my arrest. And I think they did it just because they want to disrupt. Being a black man. Oh, let's just make up this document. Oh, no, you didn't sign this paperwork. Well, it wasn't offered to me because I signed everything that you handed to me. And so, you know, it was just compassion back then why I didn't tear these people apart. But, you know, I've run out of that compassion. And I'm after all these people in every nook and cranny of the government and these corporations. All these institutions, you know, it's a righteous kill. So, I want to go into this by asking Butcher here about his article. You wrote an article on immigration, right?
Yes, I did. I've got several opinions on that. What would you like to know?
Well, it's all beautiful and packaged.
Well, since I always say the same thing the same way, I grew up in Texas, as you did, see, and I know about the Valley, which most of our North Carolinians don't really know about. There's three cultures on the Valley. There's Texas, there's Mexico, and there's Tex-Mex. You have Pablo from Mexico who comes across the border every harvest season, and he picks oranges and cabbages and lettuce and all that. He makes more money than he would have made in Mexico, and he takes it back to Mamacita, and they live for the next year. That does no harm. And this is my real opinion, and my Texas secessionists won't agree with this, but that doesn't hurt anybody. That doesn't hurt anybody. Have people coming over and picking cabbages at a cheap rate, and you go to HEB and you get your cabbages at a cheaper rate. That's no harm, okay? What the harm was when the cartels came in, too. And you got all the drugs and all this kind of stuff. And it interrupted what I consider to be fair commerce, okay? I don't have anything against regular commerce across the border with peoples who are within 2 miles of each other sometimes, you know, just like that. The whole thing about the wall, it's very good political conduit. It is, you know. But I'm going to be a real Texan, and V, you got to back me up on this, man, because you from Texas. Y'all can build your wall, okay? You can build your wall, and I don't care if it's 30 foot high. When it's over, you're going to stand back in snake amazement when the first 12-year-old Mexican girl goes right over the top, because that's what they do. Because you have a third world country on one side, and you have us on the other. We should lend our support to Mexico to help them form trade agreements that will help them. They have as much oil as Texas, okay? But they're having problems with it. And they're fighting the cartels who are interrupting their government. We need to connect with our neighbors. And I'm a conservative, fellas. I'm a conservative, okay? I know these people. I've worked with them. And I just don't view them as the enemy, okay? And then that's my view. You know, take it from there.
Well, something that got censored very quickly by Facebook was something that we put out there. Listen, when Trump first started putting the wall up, and it's not even a wall, it's a fence. Okay, a steel fence with bars every so often. And we made a point of, oh, that's nice. Let's put a car jack right here. And whew, that's easy leverage right there. I don't care how much steel titanium that is. Simple car jack. Bends it open. It got taken off of Facebook. It got taken out of the algorithm. It got censored so hard, it's unbelievable. Because you wouldn't talk about people who are desperate. No, ingenuity comes from desperation. You want to spend billions of dollars on a wall, but I can use $10, go to a gas station, buy a cheap car jack, and make a doorway? I mean, come on. Come on. This whole wall thing is just there to drain the American taxpayers of their money, because Trump's not making Mexico pay for it. Trump's not making Congress or any other body pay for it. It's coming from the American taxpayers. Now, what's that going to do? Further enslave us, because this is a huge endeavor. Okay, this is a very expensive project. So, that's not going to stop anybody. We know it already. So, what that's going to do is set up the next level that's going to bring in the technocracy. So, we're going to have next drones over the border. Then we're going to have killer drones. Then we're going to have that whole facial recognition. It's going to ramp up over and over again. But first, they need to drain us of the money, and then that once we have paid for the other technology, it gets there, it's going to be used on us as well. We're not going to have any money to fight back against it. I don't think people can see the larger picture of this, what's going on. What were you going to say, Will?
Yeah, just to continue with your point about the larger picture is, you know, I mean, like I've said a bunch of times, and you two are probably well more aware than I am, back in the 90s, they said they could check a date on a dime from satellite. And, you know, now it's not like they don't know. Not only do they know exactly where the cartels are, but the CIA are working directly with the cartels. And if they really wanted to shut down the drug war, the human trafficking, they would personally do it themselves, because they're really the top-ranking people when it comes to all of this. And they turn a blind eye to it all the time. I mean, if they wanted to stop drugs or human trafficking, they absolutely could. If they wanted to stop people coming across the border, they absolutely could. But they just refuse to do it. And as a matter of fact, they're actually participating in it.
Right. Well, something was also brought up today, and I'm going to go ahead and read it off of the page here. Something that is not talked about in the media is legal immigration and what it takes. Now, there were several people that posted here, and I'm going to read some of these comments here. You have people, and a few of these people are friends of mine who are also in media. One, for example, who came here from Bulgaria some time ago, said, you know, you're right. It takes an arm and a leg. It's so difficult, people have no clue. Got another person here who says it took his nephew tried 10 times from Turkey, 20-year process. Now, I'm going down these comments. I'm saying, I'm seeing 10, 15, 20, 30 years of doing it the legal way. Now, another person here is saying, you know, it costs a lot of money. Some of these people have spent $50,000 to $1 million just in the process of getting their American citizenship, U.S. citizenship. What's going on here?
Well, like you said, it goes back to your earlier point. It's more extortion. It's another way that they can tax you. I mean, unless you denounce your U.S. citizenship, you can go and get a job and create a business anywhere else in the world, and you'll still have to pay taxes on it. If you're not living here, you don't own any property here, you don't have a business there, any employees there, you're still going to have to pay taxes on income that you make elsewhere. And it's funny because there's some people that are, quote, were used to be American, and they actually renounce their citizenship to go to places like Thailand, Dominican Republic, and other places like that because they just thought it was actually more free there than here.
Well, that was giving me my next point. And the only reason why I don't renounce my U.S. citizenship is because, well, I've got civilian militia. I'm a part of a circuit, and when things need to happen, guess where I'm going to be? So, I'm so glad you brought that up, because to me, it's like, why is everyone flocking to America? Why the U.S.? I mean, I understand the whole dream, American dream, but the American dream is an illusion which covers up the nightmare, okay? Like I said, I've been around the world. America, to me, it looks like Nazi Germany compared to other places that I've been to. So this whole, it's just a mind screw to a level that really irritates the hell out of me. You know, you can go anywhere else in the world. I mean, I know if you're broke, you have no money, I know that's the closest country to you, but there are other options, people. Cartels taking over your city, taking over your town. You have a better chance of making things right in your own city because they were militiaing up there in Mexico, all around places. Citizens taking up arms. That's what needs to happen. These people are running away. And please, people, please understand. All these people who are trying to go the legal route, obviously not criminals. Obviously. They're doing the paperwork. They're doing everything. Obviously not criminals. So people coming in legally, the line should be moving a lot faster than those coming in illegally. I mean, do you see how the system's broken here?
Well,
go ahead, Will.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the thing is what both of you have said, this lottery system costs up to $1 million to be an American citizen is insane. We're going to, according to the Democrat debates last night, give free medical and free everything to illegals coming in. Why don't we take that money and tell people who are eligible, not criminals, but people who are eligible to become citizens, they come in here and you have to take the classes, but we're going to pay for it. That's on the house. You can become an American, and we will foot the bill for you to become an American. It's no problem. Okay? This whole huge wall, both real and imaginary, to keep people out of the country, you're not going to do that. It's not going to happen. And I'm not switching my stripes. I'm not going liberal Democrat, but I am going to say this whole thing about the wall and attacking our Mexican neighbors is wrong. It's wrong. And that comes partly from me, excuse me, growing up in Texas and knowing these people, and they're not evil people, and they're not criminals. They're not criminals. When I see children separated from their families, and I don't want to get religious on this show, but these are Roman Catholic families, okay? There are no Pentecostals in Mexico. Excuse me. These are Roman Catholic families who believe in family, and they're being separated from each other, and all they want to do is come across that wall or fence or whatever, get a chance to work and not be robbed. That's it. We can offer assistance to Mexico, real assistance, and tell them, look, you got a problem with the cartels? We got Fort Hood up here. We will lend you 2 armored divisions, and all you got to worry about is burying the bodies, and you ain't got no more cartels. Help our neighbors. Help our neighbors. We can't be like this. Well, because, like you said, people who are on the other side of the fence, wall, whatever, they're desperate. They're desperate. They just want to live. They just want to live. And this whole thing, I'm being the switch. I still believe we have to have some kind of border security, but I don't believe we need to punish children, women, workers, and people like that who just want to come over here and live the American dream. They just want to do that. It's just all, gentlemen.
Well, a country of immigrants. Is the U.S. not?
Hey, if you ain't got a feather in your hair, you ain't from here.
Well, I am half Cherokee, but
half a feather.
Well, I'm going to bring in the more racist aspect, and I got another twist on this subject that you guys are going to want to hear. When we come back from commercial break. But quickly, Will, you were going to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, they want to divide and conquer everything, even the United States, and they say the United States as, although United States, like you said, is like Nazi Germany. I mean, it's even worse than Nazi Germany in certain aspects, but it still is a place where people are at least supposedly value freedom, and they want to destroy that and overflow that. It's Cloward and Piven, and I mean, even the Native Americans supposedly came over from the Bering Strait, so who knows what dynasties were over here before or on Pangaea, but hey, we're all human. It's just a small amount of melanin in our body, and I think people forget that, but yeah, we're all migrants. That's human nature, is to be migratory.
And it is the corporation of America, okay? So why not fill out an application, okay? That's what I say. But anyways, we are going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
A lot of these cats, I wish they'd just forget the address to the gym. You know, everything is not for everybody. You know, you couldn't last a day in my shoes. A lot of these cats, I wish they'd just forget the address to the gym. You know, everything is not for everybody.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Sweet America, land of the free and the home of the brave. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of underhandedness, a lot of slavery, and a lot of cowardice, because the corporations are really to blame for a lot of these immigration issues. They don't want these people to have citizenship because they can get that near slave labor. I'm the jack of all trades when it comes to jobs. I have worked landscaping, I've worked restaurants, and I have worked with a lot of Mexicans. Just to bring it full circle here, the same restaurant where I was the kitchen manager at this bar and grill, I worked with nothing but Mexicans. And this is going to sound real racist, but it's absolutely true. The owner of this wings bar and grill, they serve buffalo wings. It was I'm not gonna say the name of the restaurant.
I'm getting homesick. Keep talking.
Bill, you might know where this is at. It's next to the mall.
the best wings.
Okay. Well, anyhow, that place is owned by two, I would say, Chinese brothers, two Asian brothers. I work for these guys. Cheap as hell. Even though I was an American citizen, they still paid me like I was a Mexican. They paid me cash. Okay? They paid anyone that worked in the kitchen cash. Cheap as all hell. They found reasons here and there to try to screw me out of my pay. Now, these same people, the two owners of this restaurant, own the apartment, or leased out the apartment where the whole crew lived in. One bedroom apartment. This is just a private little one restaurant. If you think that is an isolated incident, you have got to be out of your mind. So, slavery is still the thing here. And the home of the brave. We got these people are being stalked as well. Police do stalk these people, looking for drug activity and all the other things that they can catch them on. Like cowards, like they're terrorists. Go ahead, Will.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to point out also that whenever one of these multinational corporations gets caught with hiring illegal workers, like what you said, which is beneficial to them because they don't have to pay them, or they can pay them under the table, or they can pay them crap wages. Then once it's found out, then all the workers get deported, but nobody ever slaps a fine or gets in trouble the company or the business that does it. So it's just like a triple whammy. It's pretty, it's funny. And that's why they want it. They want cheap labor. They want people to just come across and run our country into debt. It's interesting too, because we're what, $22 trillion in debt now, and then it's going up and going down, but either way it's mathematically impossible to pay it back. So I'm always wondering, like, how long can they keep this show going with all this money in debt? Like, what's the point of no return? Is it going to be $250 trillion in debt? Like, where's the line here?
The thing is when you got debt, they count that as wealth, and that sounds crazy, but that's what they got. And what you were saying about they never take the owners of the business, it would be so simple. It'd be so simple. Once you find an illegal worker in there and everything, the city can take care of it. The city say, well, we need to reapply for our license to sell DeBass Langs in Killeen, Texas. And the city says, oh, sorry, got a little problem with your hiring practices, and so now they ain't the best wings now. You got to find a cousin to open up the better wings because you are out of business. Y'all thought?
Well, I don't know. It's a mess.
Hey, ain't that a bitch?
Well, listen, the labor. And it's just the racism. I can't stand it. People don't think it's a racist issue, and it is. It's classism. Oh, they're coming over here to take our jobs. And you want to talk about the debt? Okay,
if you have a Mexican come over the border and take your job, you got a messed up job.
Well, and not only that, but all these people that I've worked with before, and the only thing they do is live in the worst squalor they can and send that money back to Mexico.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go commercial.
The crown is mine. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore, and we're still on the subject of the immigration issue that's going on with the United States and Mexico. Now, I did promise you guys a little bit of a twist here, because you guys have heard this information before, or a similar information, even though you've heard our personal take on it. But something that we came across, and it's so serendipitous because of the nature and the subject that we usually cover, target individuals. When we did a little questionnaire about the subject of immigration, and have talked to the people who successfully migrated to the U.S., they gave us more information. Half of the people that we spoke to said they became subjects of some kind of remote MK Ultra. We didn't even bring up anything about targeted individuals. Okay? We didn't. We want just a clean subject, just to get away from that for a minute, and we couldn't. Half of the people we talked to said they ended up being some sort of mind control victim of the United States government. I'm thinking the reason why people aren't getting the stories of these people who have come into the country legally is because that they are going through some type of hell. They're being experimented on. Now, there are skeptics out there that are listening right now thinking, well, half of those people are just crazy. Well, let's go that route. Let's say half these people are mentally ill. What does that tell you about the immigration process, the approval process then of the United States federal government? They can't just be letting in a bunch of crazies and keeping out everyone else apart from the drug cartels and the human trafficking, of course. Human slavery. So, any thoughts on that, guys?
Yeah, that's a very important point, which I neglected to mention earlier, which is the fact that that's another reason they want to keep illegal immigrants or illegal migrants or whatever the term is. That's another reason they want to keep them illegal, too, is because obviously the sex trafficking, human trafficking industry is a humongous industry. Even the Huffington Post reports 80% of people that come here via the caravans or take the journey up are sexually assaulted women and children. And the thing is, if I was raped, murdered, or killed right now, they might not be the first thing they do, but someone would eventually go looking for me because I have a driver's license, a social security number, so on and so forth, and bank account. But when people go missing that are undocumented, well, that's just it. They're undocumented, so no one's necessarily looking for them. I can tell you, here in Rhode Island, we have refugees from all over, and we have a strong history of immigration from English, Portuguese. We have, like, the largest Portuguese. We have a lot of Cape Verdeans, Liberians, all sorts of people, but there's some places right in some darker areas of Providence here where there's just a whole bunch of people in these places, and it's funny because it's like, it looks like there's, like, I don't know, weird old leftists in there and stuff, so who knows what's going on in there. But yeah, they want to keep these people undocumented because that's why they can help disappear without a trace.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But when you have people coming into the country, I'm talking people from Thailand, where Philippines, I'm talking about just around the world, a lot of third world places, and they come to the U.S. and they immediately say that they have became MK Ultra subjects. Most Americans don't remember the church committee, okay? Most people in America, most American citizens don't know anything about it. I think it's heavy-handed, and you can't ignore it. You cannot ignore this fact that they're saying they are MK Ultra subjects. You don't just go to another country and research conspiracy theories and say, hey, I that seems cool. Maybe I'll claim to be one of these victims. For what? You're already in the country. You already became a citizen. So, my point is these people are sick as far as this is concerned. We're going to have some of these people come on to the new show Targeted. Well, my show Targeted is going to have new hosts, Butcher and Ted, and we're gonna just go through these things. I might appear on the show every now and again, just to I guess do a little report progress check, you know, something like that. But Bill, what do you think? It's not a coincidence. It can't be coincidence, right?
Well, the thing is, what I was thinking of when they built the first transcontinental railroad, okay, the Golden Spike, all that sort of thing. My grandkids have gone up and looked at the Golden Spike in Brigham City, Utah, and all that. And all of the Chinese that came over that helped build that railroad, and they had the rough spot, okay? We're not talking about building the railroad through the plains of Kansas. We're talking about building it through the Wasatch Mountains, and I've been there, and it's a bitch, okay? And they did that. But they didn't check those people. They came and they worked and they did their job, and they all went back to San Francisco and opened Chinese restaurants, okay? Now, this is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, so y'all get ready. What would happen if, except for criminal background checks, we didn't have any border security, and anyone who wanted to come here and work in America and obey the laws and be an American could just do it? And all you people out there who are listening, and I know there's a couple of you out there whose fingers are frozen up with arthritis and can't dial a number, you need to dial, because I am a coyote. Back in the 70s, I coyoted many, many, many Mexican people over here into this country to work. I did that. I really did it. Like my friend Juan says, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I did that, okay? America is the hope of everyone who wants freedom, okay? We do need to filter the criminals out, and the malcontents and everything like that, but the good people who just want to work, we really, truly need to let in. And that's not a popular Republican response, and I am a Republican, but that is what we need, because I do not hate the Mexican people or the Chinese people or anything like that. Anyone, it's just like the little man that runs the old Luby's restaurant where the Luby's massacre occurred. He's an American. I mean, all the way. I went in there one time, and I noticed he didn't have a sign up. We have a thing down here called the 30-06 sign, telling you can't carry guns and you can't come in there with a gun. He doesn't have any of that. And I asked him, I said, why don't you have any 30-06 signs? No, me want everybody to carry a gun. That's an American, okay? We need people like that. You want to exclude immigrants to America? Start with Albert Einstein. That would be a good start. Let's start with him. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I do know if more immigrants from around the world would come to America. And actually, I got to bounce this back at you. Have you heard, aware of this whole thing about white people are like, we're being outnumbered. We're being outnumbered. That whole fear. This is part of it, too.
I'm going to get racial about this, all right? Okay. We white folks are not the majority, all right? I would love it if we were. I think the world would be a better place, but we're not, okay? And you black folks are not the majority. You're less of a majority than we are, okay? We came over on different boats, but we're in the same boat now. Unfortunately, like I said, in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, there's more people in the room, Martini, okay? There are Chinese people, there's Indian people, there's Mexican people, there's Ethiopian people, there's all these people, okay? And America was the great hope. It's called the great mixing pot. The great mixing pot of people who are coming here because they don't want the warlord coming over the mountain and taking what they worked for. And everybody believes that, okay? Everybody wants that for them and their children. That's the way it is. Doesn't matter what color you are, and I'm not licking the boots of the people. I'm not being politically correct. I'm saying everybody wants that for their children. And we white folks, you know, we've always been in the minority, okay? We've always just been in the loudest, is what it boils down to. And we got some pretty good ideas, okay? We like the Roman Empire, the Greeks and everything. We had some pretty good ideas. We did good and everything. But when a Mexican sees what we have and they say, man, I really wish I could go up there and just work and put my money in the bank and nobody could take it and I could raise my kids and everything would be wonderful and God bless George Washington, you know. That's what it's all about. We've got to quit being, and I don't want to use the word racist because it's so, I can't use a bad word, but it's so damn stupid. so damn stupid. But America is for the Americans. And American is anybody who comes here who wants a decent shot at their life. And I truly believe that. And I'm a Texan. I'm a Texan, I believe that. Okay, I really truly believe that. It's awesome.
I mean, I believe that too, but I think, yes, because of the racist ruling class, there has been so much time spent in putting down black people, for example. You know, FBI, COINTELPRO, assassinating Black Panther leaders, to all the way from that to, you know, putting cocaine out there and adding baking powder to the cocaine that will go to the blacks, and the cocaine go to the whites. The whites get a slap on the wrist when they get caught, and blacks will get life in prison. So there's that social engineering, in which they've done everything in the world possible to keep black people down. Tailoring the law to make sure that the system cannot work for the black man.
So let me tell you
when you have all these other races come through?
Well, let me tell you.
You gotta come up with many other programs if you're still gonna be that old racist crap of institution.
Let me give you a story, okay? That's going to demonstrate something to you, and it has little to do with what we're talking about and a lot to do with it, okay? I get out of my car at H-E-B Grocery, and you're from Texas, V, you know what that is. It's a big old suit, all right? I get out of H-E-B, and I'm limping my crippled old ass across the parking lot, and three young black men, come up behind me. Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I apologize, Mike. Oh, hell. So here it comes, and they grab me by the arms to hold me up. One runs into the store. In a moment, he comes out with a cart, and they put me in the cart. I go into the store. I go to a certain part of the store, and I'm picking out dog food for my dog, Cleo. It's up on the top shelf, and I'm having to get out of the cart, reach up there, and a very pretty little black girl comes up and says, "I got this, sir." And she reaches up, and she gets that dog food. Later, I'm over by the meat, and I'm picking out a chicken, and a young girl comes up, and she says, "Here, I've got this. I'll try this one." And I, at that point, I said, "Well, what is this?" I told her the three incidents, and she said, "Well, we at Ellison High School formed a group, and whenever we see elderly white people struggling, we help. We pay it forward. We help, okay?" And the next day, when I was in line, and there was an elderly black woman who had a few objects, and I had many, I let her ahead in the line. We all have to be like those kids at Ellison High School. This country is not going to work with the old 1950s regime. It's not going to work. And they are going to take over this world. And that's how they think. We've got to do away with the old hate regimen, with the nonsense.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But that's not my question. My thing is the establishment, which is not going to change. They're going to be their evil, psychopathic selves, greedy, psychopathic selves. And they spent so much time doing what they did to, you know, the Africans, okay? So you've got multicultural people. And I know the Irish went through stuff. You know, every race that migrated over went through a certain tailored hell. But when you've got everybody flooding over here and it becomes obvious, I think that's what it is. They don't want it to become so obvious, even though I think it's past that point. So is that why the floodgate?
Well, all right, V, let me ask you this. What would happen if they did come flooding over here? And they believe in what we believe. They believe in the Constitution. They believe in the American dream. They believe in all that. And all of a sudden, in 50 or 100 years, we have a ton of quote-unquote Americans who wouldn't give anything for this country. They absolutely love it. They love the way it works. Everything's going good. and to hell with everybody else. What would happen if that happened? Your thoughts?
Well, I believe we have a boost in our militia, civilian militia roster. I hope that, for sure, because the system is going to need to be changed at some point. Well, it already needs to be changed, but we the people are going to have to take back rule of we the people.
Well, the thing is, these people are not going to go away. They're not going to stop trying to get in the country, and there's a reason that people break into America and try to break out of North Korea. We're going to have to come up with a solution to this, because I believe we do have a good country, but we're losing it. We are losing it, okay? We're losing it because we're drawing demarcation lines. We're doing all of these things, and we are losing it instead of accepting what America really represents. And I'm not a liberal. I'm not a liberal. But I do believe that everybody needs an even chance, and you're right. I always hear this thing. I'm going to say this one more. I know you're coming up on the end of the show. I'm got some Irish in me, some somewhere. People say, well, I'm Irish, and we were indentured servants, and we did this, and I'll just shut up and sit your ass down. When you pick cotton in Louisiana with a straw ball over you with a damn bullwhip, and you come back and you tell me all about it, okay? You tell me all because you had to put on soles on shoes in Boston, you poor, and I won't say MF-er. Your thoughts?
Well, jump on that, please. I know you've been a little quiet there.
Well, yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And I do think that right now, especially, it's even gotten to the point where it's really funny because, you know, there are shows out there like, so you get a lot of these white Southern liberals or even white people that, I don't know, I've never quite got this take, but they'll be like, oh, yeah, when are blacks and gays just going to get over it and minorities just going to get over it? All that stuff is over with. That stuff stopped. Slavery stopped a long time ago. But as you point out, segregation was happening in Boston up until 1984 in Boston. That's in the North. And it didn't stop with the CIA bringing in the crack to destroy black families in the inner city. And, I mean, on and on and on and on, and infiltration of hip-hop and so forth. But, I just think it's interesting the fact that when people are talking about this now, and now people are like, oh, white people are being attacked for this and that, and then they're playing the victim, which is exactly what they're accusing the blacks and minorities of doing.
Yeah.
And they're playing the victim themselves, and I'm like, what? They're like, white culture is under attack, Western culture is under attack, da, da, da. And I'm like, and then they're like, and this, I actually had a conversation with this one Southern lady, and she's like, what am I going to have to do telling my boys when I'm going to school that their lives are under attack? Well, maybe try telling them the same thing that black kids have been saying, hey, when you go out to school, or hey, when the police pull you over, or anything like that. It's like, it's so funny because they tell people not to be a victim, but then now they're the victim.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I think it's just what G just said. When the man decides who the enemy is, then you're the enemy. Okay. Right now it's the crackers. Right now it's the crackers. We're the enemy. Okay. Back in the 60s, it was the Black Panthers. Okay. Before that, it was the Irish and the Italians and everything. Everybody's got to be at the bottom of the barrel. Everybody's got to do that nonsense. And it's going to take us, I guess, another 100 years to figure this stuff out. But I really believe what the Founding Fathers said was exactly true. All men are created equal. Now, you're created at conception. When you come out, when the water bursts, then we got a problem. And that's the problem we got to work on.
Okay, well, it looks like we have a caller. Even though it's of the show here, I wish you guys would call in a lot sooner. But let's go ahead and take this caller, and then we're going to end the show. Tom.
Okay. This is Tom in Utah. I spend a lot of time, 8 weeks. Spent 8 weeks down in the Gulf after Katrina. and I saw the change in color down there, because the black families were not getting assistance to reestablish their homes, their gardens, their property. And then they were having sheriff sales, and of course the elite, generally the parish.
I bet a lot of them were shut down for not having permits.
A lot of the African American families were losing their properties because of, you know, foreclosures, or not foreclosures, their property was condemned, while the neighbor next door, you know, an alderman, white, he got all kinds of assistance to restore his property, and his place was looking nice, while the neighbor, that happened to be African American, their property had not been improved upon, so then they were forced to lose their land through sheriff sale, and generally the neighbor bought the land.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Well, that was the entire point of the weather modified control Katrina. That was not a natural storm. It hit Louisiana for that particular reason. Louisiana is the largest, has the largest population of poor black people. Okay? They knew all about the levees and how it was not going to hold anything. Weather modification. It was done just to do what I just said. It's not a new theory. For those of you who are awake, know about weather modification. And that was an attack on black people. It's done in other parts of the world. Okay? Poor black countries being hit with hurricanes, then they're forced to accept aid of birth control, forced to have abortions, all these other things before they're given food and water. So let that sink in. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, the third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.